Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook and Twitter them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our life. We thank you for our roof over our head. We thank you for our clothes on our back. We thank you for a job. We thank you for transportation, Father. We thank you for the food on our table. We thank you for the breath in our bodies, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we praise you and worship you, oh, Father, for you are worthy to be praised. For there is no other God, the true and living God, the awesome God, the creator of all things, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed, oh, Father, that we might have life in him, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, oh, Father. We thank you for your holy word, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for just being God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for life in itself, oh, Father, because without you, Father, we can do nothing, oh, God. Without you, Father God, we can do absolutely nothing, because it is you, oh, Father, who touched us this morning and woke us up, oh, God, and started us on our way, oh, God. It was you, oh, God, that leaded us, guided us, and protect us as we traveled to and fro today. It was you, oh, God, who protected us while we slept last night, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for your divine protection, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for all things, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding, oh, Father. We thank you, Father God, for being our shepherd, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for supplying all of our needs, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father, that our families are in health and living, oh, Father, and not, it could be the other way around, Father. They could be in the grave, oh, Father, but you protected our children, oh, Father, as they go to and fro to school, oh, Father. You protect us as we go up and down the dangerous highways, oh, God. It is your protection, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your divine protection, oh, God. Oh, God, we just praise you. We just thank you, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that for the blood, because the blood that heals, the blood that delivers, the blood that sets free, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Father, for sending Jesus, oh, God, that we might be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for all things. Oh, Father God, we just praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, oh, Father, for you are worthy to be praised, oh, Father. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those who lost loved ones. We pray for those behind prison bars, oh, Father. We pray for those that don't know you yet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. We pray, oh, Father, that they will call upon the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now for all that you have done and all that you're going to getting ready to do in our lives, oh, Father, for believers all over the world, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the soul that's going to be saved, oh, God. We just praise you. We worship you, and we give you thanks, oh, Father, for you are worthy, oh, God. And all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We need to give thanks unto God. We need to pray thanks unto him. Oh, hallelujah, because he's worthy. Oftentimes, we don't want to say thank you unto the Lord, but we need to be thanking God for the little things, and if he give us something big, we need to be thanking the Lord. Many times we don't want to thank him, but he is the one that we need to thank. Every day of our lives, we ought to be praising the Lord. We ought to be exalting his name. We need to be saying thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we need to be saying thank you. Thank you. Say thank you unto the Lord. We just don't, we just forget about God. And we need to be saying thank you unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name, for he is worthy. I just have to thank him. So many things that I have been through in my life, I just have a spirit to say thank you. Many times we forget even around us to tell people thank you for what they have done to done for us and things that they have given unto us. We need to have a spirit to say thank you. God may have sent that person your way to provide something that you may have needed, and you didn't even say thank you. So that's why we need to tell God thank you just for sending his son that we might have life in him. Amen. Glory to God. That's not my message talking about thank you, but you got to thank him. Sometimes I just when I get up in the morning, I just have to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to stay another day. Some people get out the bed and hit the floor and don't even tell the Lord thank you, but you ought to be telling him thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Just thank you, Jesus. The message will be coming from Matthew's today, the third chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1, and the word of God says, "And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And we're going to stop there. So in your own devotional time, if you would go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after this one, and finish this chapter so you can hear what God is saying unto you. The title of the message today will be, "Who is John the Baptist?" It says, "In those days came John the Baptist." As we look at the story of John the Baptist, we know that John the Baptist was a miracle baby. He was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah in their old age. He was a miracle baby. The angels had told them that they would have a son, and this son would come to prepare the way of the Lord. And John, as he grew up and in the wilderness, as it says, in the wilderness of Judea, he began to preach. After he grew up, John began to preach this message of the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. And as John began to preach in the wilderness, it says that he began to preach the word of God in the wilderness, and he was preparing the way for the Lord. In other words, John was the forerunner for Jesus. And oftentimes in our lives, we prepare a way for our children. We may have insurance. We may have a religion. When we're talking about Christianity, we train our children up in the way of the Lord. We're preparing them to be saved. We're preparing them to receive God. We're preparing them to know who Jesus is. And this was one of the purposes of John the Baptist, because he was sent by God, chosen by God, even before his birth, even before he was in his mother's womb, to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he preached repentance in the wilderness. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes we do the same thing. We preach it. We preach the word because we know that the Son of Man is soon to return. And so when John was preaching the message, the Bible says that John preached the message of Christ, and that Christ came, and John told them, they said, "John, are you the Christ?" And John said, "No, I ain't the Christ." He said, "But I'm paying the way for the Christ." And he was telling them and preaching unto them that you need to repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And in other words, you got to know Jesus, in other words. And so the Bible tells us that because John had prepared the way for Jesus, the people in themselves, they knew about the coming of Jesus, and they knew about the word of Jesus. They knew the gospel, which simply means to us that Jesus would come. Jesus was coming, and this time Jesus came, and he was in the flesh, and then he lived and he died, which we know of today as the gospel. And the Bible says that when he prepared the way for Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, Jesus too himself began to prepare the way for us. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus and his ministry, just as John and his ministry, they preached of the kingdom of heaven and they preached of the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. And as John was preaching and as Jesus was preaching, they prepared the way for others. And even in our lives, as we live for Jesus and as we do what we are called to do, whether it's to be a preacher, whether it's to be a prophet, whether it's to be a prophetess, evangelist, or just a helper, we got to tell people about Jesus. We must prepare them for the coming of the Lord, because Jesus is soon to return, and they must know Jesus. And this is what John was called. He was a messenger of God that was chosen to tell the people about Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And he did exactly as he was called to do, and we must do the same thing. Jesus prepared the way for us, that we would be forgiven of our sins if we would believe and repent. That's why John said, repent of your sin. We got to turn our lives around and live for Jesus. We have to have a godly sorrow of our sin. Not just to say that, you know, I'm gonna live for Jesus, but my life ain't reflecting that. I'm gonna preach for Jesus, but my life ain't reflecting what I live. I got to turn my life around as John preached and have a righteous mind for Christ. We got to change our lives to reflect what God is saying in his word. We can't be living one way and living another. That's why John told him, you got to change. You got to repent, which simply means I got to change my mind. My heart has got to change. Everything around me has got to change. I can't just say, well, you know, God, I'm sorry. I did wrong, but yet and still I turn around and I continue to do the same thing. I continue to live in sin. We need to turn from our wicked ways, and we need to live for Jesus. And this is what John was telling them. You know, he was preaching, and he was that voice in the wilderness. He was preaching the truth of God's word. He was preaching that people's souls could be healed and delivered and set free. Just as Jesus, he was preaching that the soul could be healed and delivered and set free. And when Jesus came and John had made the way for him, he made straight the way, because the people knew of him and they knew what the gospel was about. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because Jesus prepared the way for us, we can be healed, delivered, set free, our soul can be saved, our life, we can have life in Jesus Christ and no other. It's no other. Oh, no other. That's why the Bible says John prepared the way for the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And because Jesus came and he prepared the way for us, we too can be saved. But you got to come out of the world of sin, and you got to live for Jesus. It's time out for playing. That's why John was just preaching. That's why I said a voice in the wilderness just crying and crying. See, the wilderness is in the world. That's doing all the stuff in the world. That's doing everything. That's doing what the world is doing. Just everything against God's word. You cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You cannot go into the pearly gates, as some of them say, and live a sinful life. You got to repent. You got to repent. You got to come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. And John the Baptist was that forerunner for Jesus. Jesus came to prepare the way for us. He says, I am the truth. I am the light. I have made a way for you to be saved. And many times, our lives, we can help somebody else to see Christ in us, that they too might want to be saved, and therefore that we can prepare the way for somebody else. Maybe it's our children, our parents, or whoever it may be. But if we would just follow the example of John and preach the truth of God's word and prepare the way for others, tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We are just running out of time. And we have got the 15 minutes of our message. It just goes by so fast when you're preaching the word of God. But if you don't truly know Jesus, and you haven't turned your life around and repented of your sin and changed your mind about how you live your life. If you would say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in the need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God, raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find yourself a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you gave your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Be able to tell somebody about Jesus. What's the purpose? Our purpose is to tell somebody about the Lord. Let's do as John did and prepare the way, because we know that Jesus is soon to return, and people have got to change their lives and come unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week. In the name of the Lord, don't let nobody steal your joy. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them how he came for them. Tell them how he loved them. Tell them that God sent his only son that they might be forgiven of their sins. If they will believe and confess the gospel, believe and confess their sin, confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is able to save you. Come to Jesus while you still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Amen. Glory to God. We got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in today. And be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.